Hello there, podcasters. This is Joanne from Two Authentic Power, and I have what I consider a treat today. You know, I can give you advice or tips or tools and talk to you about things that are going on energetically or in your subconscious, but I think when you have someone that can tell a story, this isn't a testimonial, this is real life story. And I think those things are so powerful to let you know you're not alone, to let you have an insight of what kind of things you might be experiencing and things that you might not have even known were in your way. And I'm thrilled because I have Ryan Thompson here today. She has been a client for 16 sessions. And I want her to tell a story because I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make is they try to push through in their career, push through in their business, push through in things that are uncomfortable because that's what we're taught, right? Well, you know, that's what we're taught, but I think there's a better way. And through her story, I hope you can hear how so much emotional patterning and looping of the past can affect what you do, and you don't even know it's there or how to get rid of it. Some of the things that she went through affected her career, affected her, you have a degree, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just affected her life in multiple ways that she didn't see coming. And I think it's really important for her to share that story. And she's offered to do that. And I'm thrilled. So welcome, Ryan. I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm so glad to be sitting here telling my story because I want everybody else to be able to be where I'm at now. So,
So let's, you know, when we first met, maybe you can go into a little bit about what your life was like and how you even found out about me, because this is kind of a crazy technique. Tapping is not a usual technique. It looks strange.
I had never heard of it really before.
It is strange. I'm the first one to say it looks crazy, but oh, is it effective? So maybe you can tell
me. My favorite crazy technique now, though, so it's okay.
So tell the audience, I guess, because I know, what was your life like when you came to see me and how did you hear about me?
My life, just to give you a little bit of background, I had moved to Virginia about a year ago, hoping to escape what I know now are loops. And I was looking for a fresh start.
From Buffalo.
Yeah. And I was trying for something new. I had had a bad boss in the past who had verbally abused me. And I wanted something new. So I moved to Virginia and I ended up being right back in the same place that I was. My boss was continuously putting me down and it got really bad. I can remember a week where I was documenting different things that she had done to me, undermining me in front of clients. I was starting to lose weight. I barely saw anybody I knew anymore. I couldn't walk out of the house because I just got so nervous and anxious all the time. Nothing was fun. I felt a lot of things felt really dark, to be honest. I eventually ended up having to resign from my job without notice, which was really terrifying. That's not who I am. I mean, I gave my last employer a month's notice and I kind of sunk into a hole. I kept trying really, really hard to find a way out, but I was so sad and I was broken. I was so broken at that point. And I spent the next couple of months still in Virginia trying desperately to climb out and there was just no relief. And then one amazing day, my mom was talking to my grandfather's physical therapist. My grandfather had been having a lot of issues physically, and he told us a story. He told how Joanne had helped him in a lot of similar things that I was going through. And he said, he's like, it changed my life. He's like, going and doing those sessions changed my life. He's like, I'm a whole different person now. I'm getting married. He had a baby since then. And I was like, and so she shared with me. And he changed my life by doing that. I was looking for anything at that point, to any kind of technique. I had tried therapy, medication, everything in the book.
How long were you on medication? It was for anxiety? Yeah.
Yeah, I was on Zoloft for depression and anxiety for about 7 years.
And that must have been just, oh, I mean,
It was awful. I mean, not just for the side effects that comes with it, but you just kind of felt numb. Like, yeah. I never really felt like I was getting any better. I kind of felt like I was just coasting through life, and I wanted to feel all of life's joy.
So. And since this is an audio, you can't see her face, but as she's describing this, you can just see, because we've been talking about such great things lately, and you just, your energy just kind of went, whoop, down, you know, right down to...
Yeah.
Describing that, it must have been, I know it was a really hard time, you said.
It was, as I was saying it, all of a sudden I felt like all this nervous energy come back in, and I was like starting to, I could feel all the sad again. Yeah. I mean, because it was really sad. I was grieving for a life that...
You couldn't live.
I couldn't live that I wanted so terribly.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Chris gave us your number, and I was just... so excited to try something new and different. And I was in such a place that I couldn't even call you. I mean, I was so nervous.
Can you share your age?
I'm 28, and I was nervous to make a phone call.
So this isn't to say, no? What the heck is wrong with you, Ryan? You freaking kid, you know, why aren't you being an adult?
But that's been a big issue for me.
Debilitating something can be when you're so stuck. And I want to point out, this was, you didn't have your own business, and I'm probably going to be addressing more business things with entrepreneurs. Yeah. However, the pattern of being stuck is the same. So it doesn't matter whether you have a career and you're working for someone else or you have your own business. If you get locked up into some things, now this is more of a severe case, but this is fear. This is anxiety. This is tension. This is sadness. This is, and everybody on the planet has that to different degrees. So I just wanted to make that clarity that though you're not an entrepreneur, when those things come up and bite you in the butt, they come up and bite you in the butt. It doesn't matter how old you are or where you are.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to clear them.
And the thing is, maybe I do want to be an entrepreneur. I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. I'm still working on that. But now I feel like I could be.
Right.
You know, and before I couldn't even make any decision for myself. I was so nervous to make a new decision because every other decision in the past had led me to something that was sad.
So when clients start working with me and I have any discussions with anybody, I talk a lot about generational downloads and what we mimic from other people that we see and loops and patterns. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know that was pretty, as I recall, I don't think that was familiar to you at all.
What do you mean?
When I was talking about how people replay loops or how they replay patterns or how they download from other people's energies that they grew up with or around.
Yeah, no, I mean, and now knowing what I know, like, it makes sense. But when I started this, I had no idea about really anything about energy. I had no idea how connected physical things that were happening to me, like, they were all connected to the way, to my emotions and to my energy.
And isn't that freaky?
It's so freaky. We have sessions sometimes where, even today in our session, I started out a little bit nauseous, and I could feel as we were discussing different emotions that turned into, you know, working through things that had to do, like, that went into my throat and then my head, and then it cleared out. I mean, your body is so connected to everything.
And people don't know that.
No, I had no idea.
They put body over here and emotions over here. And that happens a lot. And I will say, I mean, I don't know if I've told you this before, but I'm going to say this now. When I've worked with certain men, they have come for one appointment and they got freaked out by how the emotions came up, where they started getting teary or, you know, feeling out of control, never came back again.
Wow.
Now, those were powerful, you know, something big is happening right then. Nope, shove it under, go the other way, you know, run away from it. And maybe you can talk a little bit about running away from things, because you moved from Buffalo, New York to Virginia thinking you're going to have a fresh start.
I thought that was the fix. Mm-hmm. I thought getting out of one situation, I thought it was going to fix everything, be a fresh start, make new friends. I found I was back in the same loops. I was finding the same types of friends. Mm-hmm. And my energy was not changing. In fact, it was just getting pushed down further.
And people think you can outrun. You know,
I thought I could.
I'll get a divorce. I'll, you know, date again. Somebody, it's almost like a plug and play. You unplug from here, you plug into there, and it's the same person. It's the same job. It's the same boss. It's the same friends, you know, the same stuff. And I think that's the frustrating part, because
it
people
is.
Are trying to say, I'll make a fresh start. Everything will be different. But if you don't change your energy first, you're just going to find the same people, places, and situations. It's freaky how it happens, but it's true.
But it does. It changed. I mean, already different people have come back into my life that...
With different energy,
with
right?
With different energy, and it's exciting energy, mm-hmm. and it makes me excited. I'm very excited for what's coming ahead, yeah. So... Me saying that statement is so different than 16 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. So, and I want to talk about that because one of the things I have clients do, and it is on my website, Design Your Life Now. It's a free download. It's really a PDF format with a video to show you how you can kind of use that format. Mm. But I call it the goal list. And it's actually, I almost don't like goal list because that's so attached to, a bullet point. You got to do 1, 2, 3 step. And it already feels heavy. Like, oh, goals, please don't. And you reacted that way, right?
Well, I think you gave me the goal sheet maybe like week 2. I don't think I could even look at that goal sheet for the first like 4 or 5 sessions.
And what would happen when you did?
I automatically went into fear. I automatically went into anxiety because I was really afraid that things were going to start coming my way before I was ready for them. Mm-hmm. And I was nervous to make decisions because I was like, well, what if it's still the same thing? And I was still testing out the energy and, you know, learning about it and seeing, feeling how it was actually changing me. And, you know, it's just been...
And the other thing was that you were going to ask a family member to help you at the time because you were having trouble doing it yourself. And here's the thing. When people have trouble doing it, sometimes I'll suggest that somebody read out loud, but they have to be a non-judgmental person to read out loud. Like, what kind of things did you like working around? What kind of people did you like being around? Because if they're judgmental and you get anything of shutdown feeling like, oh, why would you want to do that? Or really? You like it. You don't want to do this with somebody judging you or putting you down at all. And especially when people are so, because you were very interacting with other people's energies a lot.
Yeah.
And
Having a hard time finding boundaries. I'm still working on finding boundaries with people. And I think that's really important too.
Well, because this is the mistake that people make. And one of the things I do have on my website is putting yourself first. And every time I take a client through that kind of belief or that kind of new thought pattern, and she's pointing at herself, yeah, it was me too.
Yeah, that's me.
Because it sounds so selfish. But here's the thing. When you're living your journey for someone else and you don't even know what kind of things you're clear on that you like or the kind of people you want to be around or, and maybe you can, this is not against anybody's family or anybody doing anything wrong, but you were intertwined in a lot of family dynamics.
Absolutely.
That were replaying and you didn't want to hurt anybody or when somebody's sad, you're supposed to be sad.
That's one of my biggest loops.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's one of the biggest things that I've dealt with energy. And, you know, the interesting thing is, so I spent some time, I kept trying to come back to the goal list. And I really, you know, I really wanted to be there. And one morning I woke up and I was like, I'm ready. And I sat down and I just sat, I did a little bit of yoga before. I sat down, did some tapping. I cleared, I felt so clear at this time. And I just wrote down what I wanted in life.
And you came in that day. I remember.
I was so excited.
You did. You came in and that was a blast to do. And
I had so much fun. The clarity that I felt, I was like, wait a second, I do know what I want.
Because for so long you were saying, I don't know what to do and this isn't working and that's not doing it.
And I said, Joanne, help me get there. And we're just getting there. It's so exciting.
Yeah. And your face is so different as you're talking about this. And we do, I mean, we kind of giggle about this stuff and not meaning to be, you know, fluffy about it. But when you have that kind of life change, it is... Oh, finally you have hope. Finally
it's light.
It's an understanding of what the heck have I been doing and why.
It finally makes sense now. And I mean, I think for so long, I mean, really, I've been dealing with this probably since I was, I don't know, third grade, somewhere in there. Mm-hmm. And I spent all that time trying to just understand something that I now realize is just blocked energy and it's in your subconscious and it's something that can be learned or through generations. And right. I mean, tapping has unblocked all of that and it's really just starting to change my life.
And I'm so excited for that. Cause when you came in, you were, frail is not the right word, but
you asked me, when I came in, you asked me what level I was at. Like, anxiety.
From 1 to 10.
I said I was a 10. Mm-hmm. And I was scared and nervous and not, I was never confident at any point.
And this is the interesting I thought about you was because we're, how far apart are we? How long does it take you to get here?
Takes me about an hour and a half to get here.
Okay.
Yeah.
So she drives for 16 sessions. So that would be, you know, it's 16 hours worth of work up to this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And joy, I have to say.
Yeah, I know.
We have a good time in the sessions. So you drive an hour and a half when you could have done it over the phone. But even that, you knew you needed to be in person. There was something.
Yeah, I really needed that connection.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even in a lot of our sessions, like I can feel the energy moving.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it releasing, and I can feel when we really hit on something that I need to work on. All of a sudden, I can feel my energy stick, and I'm like, let's clear it. Let's clear mm-hmm. it. I want it out.
Yeah.
And I mean, and it's funny that we're saying we're laughing during these sessions, but like when I came in,
they were heavy.
When I came in, it was so heavy
mm-hmm.
and everything was, I think I cried through most of the session because it was so much. And I grieved for so long. And I mean, and now I look forward, and I have really since the beginning, I'm looking forward to changing my life.
When you do this kind of work as a coach, you see loops and patterns in people so quickly. I mean, you get skilled at seeing what's going on pretty quickly a lot of the time.
Yeah, you knew almost immediately what mine were.
Right. And that was, I think, significant to give you hope because you said in the first session, it's like you know me already.
Yeah, so we'll be doing, like, tapping, and you say things before, as I'm thinking them, before I've even, it's really even crossed my mind. I mean, you're so in tune with, what all the different loops are. I mean.
It becomes very apparent. And I know you're seeing that in other people now, right?
I do. I see loops in people.
It's not like you want to be judgmental about seeing that, but you just see what people are looping through.
It's not judgmental. It's more like I'm recognizing. I'm learning more about myself and what I was stuck in, and I'm seeing what other people are stuck in and all their different loops that they're dealing with. And it's really interesting to be taking a step back and looking at it from that direction because most of the time I couldn't even be present
right.
in life.
Right. So. Well, this is the thing. You can't really create when you're in fight or flight.
No.
And your anxiety level from the episode that had happened. Now, it was just so high that you know, when you're reacting, you can't create.
Even for things that I wanted to do, mm-hmm. it was automatically going to a fight or flight mode. Like mm-hmm. if I wanted to go to the movies, and it was a movie I really wanted to see. I tried to sit in there and I could not. Mm-hmm. I could not sit without it going to all different types of flight modes.
And this is, you know, one of the reasons that I'm glad that we're doing this is this may not be as severe for someone who's embarking on an entrepreneurial journey.
Yeah.
But, you know, we're so programmed to feel the fear and do it anyway. Push through. Do the bullets. Just do what the coach tells you to do. Blah, 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 blah. And, you know, if that's what you want to do, knock yourself out. But I don't like pain. And I'm not interested in pushing through. There's a difference between some anxiety and something that is stopping you right dead in your tracks where you can't go forward and you're thinking, what the heck is wrong with me? I can't do this. I can't do that. Now, for the listeners, her story may be more severe, but I want you to hear the difference in, you know, 16 hours. That's not even a full day of your life.
Yeah.
I mean, when you put it all together,
yeah,
you know, 16 hours it took to change. Now, when you're trying to write around a whole big ship, 16 hours is not a lot of time, in my opinion, especially when you're talking about something that you lived in anxiety at a 24/7. Pretty high level. So, okay. So for those people, they've done all the things they're supposed to do. They've gotten the degrees. She's looking like, yep, that was me. I did all the right stuff. And what the heck? Where's the freaking payoff? And not only where's the payoff, but why am I suffering like this where it should be easier? What the heck is wrong with me? And even if it's less severe than what you've been going through, I hear that from so many people. It's such an automatic, what the heck is wrong with me? Why can't I just do this?
I can't tell all my friends. I mean, you can hear friends, acquaintances, different people that I know. I mean, everyone is feeling stuck right now. I mean, and we all want to be moving forward so terribly, you know, so.
Right. And can you explain just a little bit, if you're comfortable?
Sure.
I don't know how personal you want to get, but this started in grade school for you.
Yes.
With an episode of bullying.
Yeah.
And I don't know how much you want to share about that, but you know, this is the thing. People get into adulthood, let's see if I can talk a little bit, and they think everything that happened is in the past. You just go forward. The event that really started this whole roller coaster subconscious block for you was fifth or sixth grade, right?
Yeah, it was between, there were a couple different events between like fourth in sixth grade.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would sound crazy to some people, especially, you know, those that are, you know, just push on and that's in the past. I'm telling you, if you are still getting strong emotions when you think about an event in the past, you are still living in that space. And I don't think people understand that. So maybe you can...
Well, I think that was actually one of my most intense energy sessions that we did when we finally unlocked that. Where my fear was coming from was from a bully who, on the bus, decided to turn around and pick on me one day. For no reason.
And that doesn't sound like such a big deal, except that it put you into a panic.
Except that it put me into a panic and made me fear being stuck on the bus. And being stuck in a situation that I felt like I couldn't get out of. And
right there, just hold on one second. Right there is a fight, flight, and froze. You know, freeze.
I froze.
Yeah, you froze right in that energy right then, and it affected your whole life.
A year or two later, my bus ride changed. All of a sudden, I went from a 15-minute bus ride to an hour-long bus ride, and I started getting sick on the bus every single day.
With the same bully,
knowing she was on there ready to torment me. And it's not like it happened. I mean, mm-hmm. I can remember hearing the whispers in the back of the bus because I'd have to sit at the front. I was getting sick every single day.
And she gathered momentum against you.
She did.
Right.
Yeah. There were other people who joined in, which made groups tough for me.
Mm-hmm.
And
because now you've linked group trauma.
Yep.
You know, if I'm around groups, if there's more than one, oh goodness, you know, I could be in danger.
Yeah.
And that's not logical. This is a very intelligent woman here. She's very skilled at, you know, the things that she has worked in. So this is not about, you know, an ignorant woman. This has nothing to do about brains or intellect, college degree or not. This is about a subconscious trigger that you go near it and it's like touching a wound.
Yeah, it's actually interesting as we're talking about it. Currently, I can feel my energy changing into like a little bit of nerves and, mm-hmm. you know, I can feel the fear a little bit because I think it made me freeze mm-hmm. in that moment.
And it ruined your life from that point on almost.
And so then I became weary and fearful of a lot of different situations. And then now knowing the energy just stuck, it just stuck. And then looped into different things that happened through high school and different things that happened in college and different things that happened at work. I mean, it just was intertwined with everything.
And that's why when you hit the bosses or those personalities that felt like a bully or picked on you, you first of all went back into that grade school mentality
yep.
in your energy. And you never really learned the skills of how to stand up for yourself. Because let's face it, when we're all children, you're told how and when and where to do a lot of things. There is not a lot of choice. And your family didn't really know what to do to help you. No fault of their own.
No.
It's just if you've never had that experience and you don't know how to help, you go to therapy or drugs or, you know, the normal routine.
Yeah. But none of those worked. I mean, and not like this. I mean, I tried cognitive therapies, behavioral therapies, and I could talk about some of the different things that happened, but there was never the level of actually releasing and healing that comes with the energy sessions that we do.
And that's what's so important, because while this looks crazy, when you're tapping on certain points on your body, you're moving the physical energy. And that's why when we're doing a session, you'll feel it sometimes in your chest. You'll grab in your throat, or your head will start, you know, reacting, because it has a physical connection. And so many people just don't know that that's, I didn't know it before
yeah,
I started tapping either. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy. Like, what are you, nuts? But
yeah.
No.
I was like, wait, so if I tap, that's going to heal everything. But it does.
Yeah.
It's so cool.
The other thing I want to mention, too, is that so many people learn about the law of attraction, or, you know, you should only speak in positive affirmations. And so it hangs people up when I'm talking negative, negative, negative. But here's the thing. I'm not talking negative without tapping. you're doing a physical, and it's almost like your body goes into a file cabinet, and when you're tapping, it's like, where's that file? Searching your body. Where's that file? Where's that file? And that's when you get into like a throat thing. It's like, oh, there it is. That's where the file's been holding, in my throat.
Yeah, like it almost feels like sometimes we're unlocking things. Mm-hmm. Like actually what I really remember, like the first couple weeks especially that we were working on everything, I was unlocking things that I hadn't remembered for years.
Right. And that's not unusual.
And the cool thing though is instead of my body holding on to them, it was unlocking them and letting them go.
And it is a different feeling, isn't it?
It's very different. Probably the coolest thing that I felt was the day after our first session, the clarity that I felt was probably one of the best things I've ever felt in my whole entire life. And I'm going to get teary saying this because it was really intense. But I woke up in the morning and a lot of times, like, especially with what I deal with, have dealt with, because I don't anymore. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that?
You know, a lot of times it would be, I couldn't think, or it was so many thoughts, I couldn't be in the present. I couldn't just enjoy
like
a moment.
Like obsession.
Yeah.
Thoughts.
Yeah. And so I woke up the day after my first session and I sat down and I had a cup of coffee. And I just sat and I listened to the birds and I sat and I just felt the cool air coming from the window. And, like I felt like all the detail that I love about books. That's what I felt. I felt like I could sit and feel every piece of what was happening to me at that moment. And that's how I knew I'd found what I needed.
And it's interesting that you're talking about books because you've said to me you love stories.
I do.
You did video production and audio production and commercials in the past in your career. And the best part that you liked was about the stories and the words and the telling the story.
And like now I'm finally feeling like I'm writing my own story, mm-hmm. which is kind of amazing. So
it is very amazing. So, you know, is anything coming to your mind that you want to share that I didn't ask you or that is significant? I don't know if there's anything that you really want to bring to attention. I think there's a couple things that we still maybe want to talk about, but can you say how your life has changed now? And I want to talk beyond just feeling better. Like, what things are you doing now that you couldn't do? How are you looking at life differently now that you couldn't in the beginning of this change?
Well, like a big thing for me is I'm starting to hang out with people again. You know, for a long time, I felt like if I were to go out or do something that I would just ruin it. And,
By
either getting sick or feeling so nervous that they were nervous about me.
Mm-hmm. And energy is contagious.
Yes.
So people around you are going to be nervous if you're nervous.
Yeah. Or if you're feeling good, you start attracting that energy, which I'm starting to find. And I am starting to be able to go and do kind of whatever I want. I mean, I went out with a group of my friends the other night that 16 weeks ago would have been the most terrifying experience because I hadn't seen them for a few years and I would have been nervous about, like, if I would get sick there or, I mean, all these different things that would have come through my head. And I went and just enjoyed the five hours that I spent there with them purely just talking and catching up and no anxiety. And, I mean,
that's big for me.
Yeah, I get to feel part of a community again, which I think for so long I felt alone. I mean, I started to back away from a lot of things that I love to do. I've been writing again. I've just found this new confidence, which was a really big thing for me because I just wanted to be able to go out and say, hey, world, this is me.
Were you ever really at that level of confidence?
No.
Because you said,
I would get through things. And that is no way to live.
And I'm so glad that you said that because I think that's what, if you look at people driving around or living just in normal, a lot of people are walking dead. They're just trying to, get to that golden egg, or when I get this, then I'll be happy. I mean, I've worked with multimillionaires who, you know, had as much money as they could possibly spend. I had one guy say that to me. You know, he said, I have more money now than I could ever spend. Well, I don't know what that meant to him, and it didn't matter, but that was his feeling about how much he had. And yet he had this reoccurring physical problem that stymied him. That was a family pattern. And, you know, so people think, oh, I'm going to get to that, you know, pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. But if you're not in balance, first of all, you're not enjoying the journey.
Exactly. Yeah, I was just going to say that. Like, then you're not even enjoying.
Right. You're just, well, I'm living for when it's going to get better, when it's going to get better. You're better right now.
Yeah.
And from this point forward, so maybe you can talk a little bit about the law of attraction, because here's one of the freaky things that kind of flips people out, you know?
So, yeah, I mean, it's been some of the stuff that's come my way since I've started doing this energy work. I will give you an example, because this was probably the strangest, oh my goodness, moment that I had.
And it was huge.
It was
huge turning point.
Huge. I, you know, one of my friends is getting married, and I was really nervous about it. I was afraid I was going to be one of the bridesmaids. I was really nervous to get up in front of everybody and ruin the entire ceremony. I was terrified of being there when really I realize now it was something that I had said yes to that I really wanted to say no to. And I didn't have the confidence or the belief in myself to say no. And that's been really big for me.
But here's the thing, too. It wasn't just that. It was on top of. Because I don't want you to sound like a psychopath where, you know, or a crazy girl, a crazy woman, because
this was after everything that I had dealt with.
The bullying, the isolation, the fear, the anxiety, the tension. And that was like a straw on top of it.
This was like the last thing. I didn't know what to do. And we started tapping on, you know, making the decision and tapping on, you know, after I made my decision that it would be surrounded by kindness and that I would find the right words to say and that I would be respected for it and understood. And I had sent her a letter because I was really sad to have to do that. And I sent her a letter explaining everything that was going on, and I will tell you, it was returned exactly how I asked.
And we did that through tapping.
I tapped almost exactly how the situation turned out, and to the point where I had tapped that she would contact one of my friends to tell me she had gotten my letter.
And that's exactly what happened.
That is exactly what happened. And I cried because I felt just so energetically connected and just lighter.
And people don't know that they have that tool. And that's one of the things on the Design Your Life Now that's on the homepage of my website. It takes you through some of those questions to get clear. And it's not about what company I'm going to work with, although you can do some of that once you're clearer, but it's more about what are the things that I love to do? Who are the people that I love to be around? And when your energy is receptive enough and out of that fear mode, when you're feeling really good in a session, or even when you're doing this by yourself, when you're in a good place, that will take hold. And it's almost like miracles drop from the sky. When I tell people that, you know, this is not a woo-woo technique. This is hardcore research. You know, this is a research documented thing. They use this for PTSD. And because your symptoms were significant enough and because you've made such a big change, I was thrilled when you offered to share any of this, because people just don't know when you get into that frozen mode, what the heck are you supposed to do and how do you get out of it?
Yeah, it kind of felt like there was no way out. And I just thought, like, I was going to have to push through life for the rest of my life.
And you're only 28.
And I'm only 28, so I was terrified.
Right. And when people are going towards a goal, okay, so we're presenting a more dramatic scenario here than maybe the average person has, because it started at such a young age and built and built and built. But a lot of things start at an early age and build and build and build. You just don't know they're connected.
Yeah.
But for people who don't have as much severity of symptoms like you did. I mean, yours were kind of debilitating and
they were
paralyzing. But for someone who's trying to start a business, when you get into their fear mode, and I hear people all the time beat themselves up about their procrastination and they can't get to do it and they want to and they want to, that's an energy. That is nothing more than your subconscious trying to protect you, saying, are you sure you can handle this? Are you sure you can? What happens when it gets done? What? There's so much attached to a procrastination loop or what's showing up as a symptom. I look at what's underneath the symptom. Why is that trying to protect me? And this wedding thing for you was such a gigantic thing because you weren't used to saying no. That was part of what was so ingrained in you is...
I don't think I ever really said no because I was so afraid of the consequences of that.
Right. And you were told to put on a happy face and buck up and make it through, right?
Yeah.
So when you get that programming as a young person and there wasn't any help to solve the solution, you grow up thinking there is no solution. There is no resolution. It has to be hard. I'm going to live like this forever.
Yeah. I mean, well, how many times do they say, oh, you just got to make it through to the next thing.
Right.
Push through it. You got to just...
The next hour. Just make it through the next hour, the next day, or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to do that anymore.
No, and you don't have to.
I don't have to.
You're not living in that space at all anymore. So is there anything that you would like to tell a person who doesn't know about tapping, who has never met me, you know, what would you like them to know?
I mean, it sounds crazy that you're just that at the tips of your fingers... Literally, you carry with you at all times the solution to this problem, but it works. And I am telling you that from someone who for 20 some odd years believed that nothing was ever going to work. And I would tell you to give this a chance and call Joanne because she's great. I love working with her. She's a great person and she's helping me to get to be the person I always thought I could be, but never thought I could be, like, I never thought I would be able to become. And I'm going to be so much more than that. And I'm so excited.
Well, and now that you know you can program in, I mean, that whole wedding episode was a huge, you know, when you go through this process, you're learning new patterns of how to do things that you didn't know how to do before. You, me, anybody who does tapping, when you're stuck, you don't know how to figure it out. You're learning a new way to do things. And sometimes that can be a transitional, you know, kind of take a little bit of time. But that wedding incident was so huge for you because you spoke up.
I don't even think I could... speak out loud to you during the session. I was so emotionally distraught from it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, because you didn't want to ruin somebody's wedding, and you didn't ruin her wedding. I mean, you certainly
gave
enough time.
And I didn't want to hurt her feelings. And, you know, part of me wanted to be able to do it. But then when I looked back at, like, the decision that I made, I realized that I had been listening to my own body.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, it's... from now on, I'm going to be able to say no if I need to.
Mm-hmm. And not, it's with the intent of not against someone else. You did
Absolutely.
This for you.
Yeah, I did this for me. And I think learning that I could, that I really needed to take care of myself first isn't selfish. That's selfless.
Mm-hmm. It's self-caring.
It's self-caring. And I can't be for anybody until I'm feeling good for myself.
Right.
So,
because when you're depleted or anxious or fearful or anything else that you want to put in the description, how can you be present for anybody else if you're overloaded, if you're depleted, if you're on empty?
Or, yeah, you can't.
You can't. There are so many avenues that teach us give. It's better to give than to receive. Not when you have to be in a decent place to be able to do that from a place of love and caring.
Yeah.
Not, oh, I'm hoping for the reward. Maybe this will work. Maybe if I do this for them, maybe this will bring me. That's the wrong intent. You've got to do it from from joy and love. And when you can't do that, this is a fabulous technique to, you know, there are, and I want to stress this with anybody, you know, I have products and programs that are available on my website, but if this isn't right for you, or, you know, this sounds absolutely crazy to you, find something though.
Yeah.
Look into energy therapies of some kind. Find a practitioner that can help you, because here's the thing. The actual mechanics of tapping look so easy. I mean, you get into the routine and you know where to tap. It's not a hard thing to remember. And it almost kind of goes in a question mark. Like when you start at the eyebrow, as you around, the tapping points kind of almost look like a question on your body. You'll know that if you see a video. I want you to find avenues that feel right to you. One of the things from a different energy therapy, because I do my own work. I do my own sessions for myself when I'm growing and going to a new level, because we all hit those stop gaps. It doesn't matter if you know how to do this or not. You need sometimes a coach. You're in your own stuff, and sometimes it's so hard to see what you need or what you're blocking or what you keep saying that you don't know you keep saying because you're looping in it. It's not that you're crazy. You can't get there sometimes by yourself. So for those listening folks, you know, for those people who are stuck in any way, small or large, I mean, your story, Ryan, is pretty devastating at different points in time. It really, really stopped you. There are so many people, though, that don't get to that severity, but they're still really fighting every step of the way of where's the joy? How am I going to get into balance? I'm spending 14 hours a day working because it's going to get the payoff that I need, but then you're out of balance and you don't see your family or you don't see your friends or you don't have a life that's full of joy across the board with family, friends, work, health, wealth. So I'm so glad that you shared your story. It's been really a joy to work with you.
It's been a joy to work with you.
I mean, I feel like we've, you know, developed a rapport that's just so, I mean, I look forward to you coming.
Yeah, same.
And, you know, considering we're working on things that get in the way and things that have been so difficult in the past, to say that a session can be fun. I mean,
I look forward to every week. So, I mean, not only is it fun working with you, but also we're working on clearing out stuff that I've been dealing with for a long time. And now the cool part is now we're kind of
creating.
Now we're creating. Now we're starting to tap in some of the stuff that I want in life.
And it's happening. I mean, yeah. So, and the more you get into that energy, that's where the law of attraction really starts to kick in. Because now your vibration is in a place that it can invite that. The other thing that I just want to mention as we get ready to close here is, You don't have to do this on your own. And I'm not talking just using a coach or, you know, there are products now too that I have that will take you through the same process that you can tap along. You can find a coach anywhere in the country. Even if I don't resonate with you, please don't limit yourself. There are people who do this EFT tapping all over the world. And if this doesn't resonate for you, please seek out. Don't give up thinking that you know, your only choice is XYZ. This was very unconventional for you. You took a chance, shot in the dark, didn't know me from, you know, at all. And I would just encourage other people to do the same. Pay attention to what feels right for you. If you're going to a coach that doesn't feel right for you, you need to switch. Because you have to have a level of safety and comfort that you feel like you can even divulge or share the innermost, some of the, you know, stuff that's kind of
most intense things that will ever and have happened to you.
Yeah. And those are the things that really hang you up. So find the right avenue for you. If this isn't it, if I'm not it, if my products aren't, you know, don't resonate with you, find something that does, because there's oodles of different energy therapies. I'm so glad that this worked for you. I'm thrilled that you wanted to share your story. Because one of the things that, I mean, I didn't ask you to do this. You volunteered. And I remember after a handful of sessions saying, I want everybody to know about this.
Yeah. I mean, just because you spend so much time going, where is the solution? Like, this is a solution. This is hope. I mean, it's just been amazing.
And now it's turning into happiness. And I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you for everything.
But people have to show up. So if you hadn't, you know, kept on, because I know the first handful of sessions were tough.
I mean, they're intense, you know. I was pretty tired after, but 16 hours to change everything, it's so worth it.
Yeah.
It's so worth taking that shot and giving this a try.
I can't wait to hear what your career takeoffs, you know, where you're, because I know you're thinking of, you know, other places to live again. And now you're, you know, embarking on a different aspect of your career because you're with a different energy now. So what you attracted in the past is going to be different. I mean, it just won't be the same.
Yeah.
You're not in the same energy. So how could it be the same?
Yeah, exactly.
So. Thank you so much for your sharing. It's been a pleasure to work with you.
And you too.
I hope for anybody that's listening, even if you're not in that severity mode, listen to she is in the severity. She was in the severity mode. So look at how it changed. So, it's pretty miraculous. Thanks again. Till next time, this is Joanne from TrueAuthenticPower.com. Here's to your authentic power.